tapo.
Habang may semento,
habang may semento,
kung walang semento,
kung walang semento,
gagawa tayo.
Let's have a good time. Let's sit down, start a conversation, and let that conversation run. Only here on Matt Runs. All right, guys, what's up? Mateo Ricelli here. Welcome to another episode of Matt Runs. Today, we're speaking to a good friend of mine, somebody that's been with me not for so many years, but he's been here in the very precious years of my life, though, when things really changed for the better. He's a friend that also helped me think about new things, pivot in different ways, and not just stay into show business, but to dive in different industries and just do different activities around show business. He's a great friend. We're going to talk about on how to build on friendship and how to keep that friendship alive and burning. No? So let's talk about that. Let's dive into friendship and what friendship is all about. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you my buddy, Randall Rufino.
Hello. Hello, everyone. Hello, what's up, Mateo. Man? How are you, brother?
How you doing, bro?
You like my voice, brother?
I love it.
So, Matt, I think your intro of saying the years. Oh. We first met Swatch.
Swatch,
yeah. Basically, I brought Mateo from puberty to adolescence. Yun ang nangyari.
Okay.
So that's how we met, from that Swatch event.
Nitavergy. Which you're not wearing a Swatch today.
I am. It's my metal Swatch today.
It's the metal Swatch.
Because I don't have the big bold. I don't have the newest ceramic big bold.
The big bold, yeah.
And I don't have the cupcake from Sarah, but I'm still doing the podcast kasi yun ang bayad sa akin dapat dito. I don't have it, but I'm still doing it. Anyway, hello everyone.
That's what friends are for.
Yes, right? Yes. So, Matt, yeah, what's up?
Dude, thanks for saying yes to this. And when I was conceptualizing the show, you were part of it, no?
Yeah.
Conceptualizing about many things. Let's talk about it later, no? You launched an alcohol brand, HKT, with Enrique and Liza. You did that. You launched a booking company agency called Booked. Are you following the footsteps of your mom? Like, your mom in the industry, because Ranville's mom is the June Rufino. She works with Viva Film. She manages different artists, Edu Manzano, Luis Manzano, a lot of people, so many artists. So, yeah. Parang as a banker, you're a banker before, a private banker, investment banking, etc. Why are you veering into artist management, into agency, into marketing? What's happening?
No, artist management, I'm not part of that.
But I'm pushing you for that, bro.
Yeah.
I'm pushing you for that.
So my mom, what she does is she produces films and she handles, manages talents and works with very close to the Del Rosario.
Mm, speak close to the mic. Because it gives that sexy effect. Look.
Ito, okay na ba to?
So sexy.
Pumasok ko sa confession room. Okay ba? So what I've been doing naman is I was a private banker for 17 years.
Yeah.
I got first into
you made people a lot of money.
Yes, except me.
Yeah.
But in doing,
that's why you went out.
But in taking care of these people, they also mentored me because every time
these people's names are big.
They're very big.
Can we mention them?
No, we cannot mention.
Can't just mention one.
Kundi wala masasarad na ito. Sige,
okay, never mind. Don't.
One, I have a Gianluca Guidicelli. But in taking care of them, they would always during our KYCs, you know your customer, why we're doing this investment, where's the source of funds. They would tell me what business they have and how they run it. And they would always give me tips. So that's what propelled me to start my own business.
So conflict of interest?
Not conflict. It wasn't a conflict of interest. But I first got into Viventis. You know that.
Yeah, I'm joking. Yeah. Viventis.
Viventis is a company that...
you found a very sexy human.
provides people... work,
yeah,
and provides company with the personnel. So I'm in the business of helping people. That's why I got into Viventis.
Manhunting,
headhunting, not manhunting.
Women,
that's sexy. Eh. But so and then
women hunting
because of Viventis. Remember, I had several trips in a year to the States. Remember, and when I got back here, I told you, Matt, I want to come up with a brand that we could, I think you and I were we went to Unilab.
To Unilab together.
And then that's where we both discussed and came up with the idea to come up with a product that we could sell. And one of the things that you and I both love doing before going down the car is spraying ourselves with perfume, right?
Yeah.
That's how we came up with the HKT cologne.
Yeah.
Which Matt, introduced hooked, me to hooked. Hooked, yeah, hooked. Matt introduced me to the manufacturer. He came up with the logo.
The Chinese mafia.
Yeah.
Let's go. We go. I introduced. We had a meeting here in the Jani with the Chinese mafia.
Yeah.
And then.
Voila. From the name to the logo, Matt was involved so very much with the whole product until he had to. We couldn't continue with Mateo anymore. Kasi I found someone na mas mukhang mas mabangon kaysa kay Mateo.
No, I guess my priority shifted that time.
That
bro.
Time no, you were moving to Viva.
Yeah.
And in your move to Viva, we both decided you have to focus first in your career.
Yeah. And but not only just moving to Viva. I moved to Viva. I was planning to get married. Yeah. So things a lot of things were in my hands but that I couldn't think about another business venture, because you know when you start something, I always believe when you start something in business or anything in your life, you always have to be 110% there.
No, okay.
You can't just okay, Randall, do it. I'll just be the name and do it. No way.
You want
it? It has to be your baby. Full commitment. Yeah. You know, like if you start 10 businesses, maybe 2 will be successful, diba? And the rest will fail. But those 2 will bring you up, right? So, bro, like. When we were starting this, I would go, bro, this would be great, man. We'll have this, and then we can get other artists to endorse it.
You brought
business model, ba?
You helped me. You brought me Andrea.
Yeah.
And you were doing introduce me to Enrique.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Enrique and I also met here at the Jani, if you remember, right? Mm. And but you can't excuse that, eh? Because while I was doing HKT, I was taking care of your love problems at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We have a lot of
planning the wedding, planning the engagement.
Well, not problems, issues.
Issues, yeah.
Love issues.
No obstacles.
The great things are hard to get.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then now I have my book, which is different from what my mom does. My mom manages talents. Booked is a booking agency. If any company or any person...
You're so smart because... You're so smart. Kaya naiinis yung mga handlers dahil imbes yung handler naghahanap ng kliyente, dadaan pa sa'yo bago sila.
I couldn't do anything
diba,
na gusto lang akong kausapin. So I think kasi I look very approachable, I look very friendly, I look very adorable. So they want to discuss with me their requirements.
No, on a serious note, that's very true, bro. Because you have a really great PR, ba?
Yeah.
And it's not just PR because of work, it's PR from your heart, ba?
Yeah.
You treat every client like a family member. You know, so whenever halimbawa you present a client to Sarah and I, talagang it's not a client, it's more of a friendship and a relationship we're building, ba?
Yeah.
So I'm very happy. Like for example, the Golden Fiesta endorsement Sarah and I closed was because of you, no?
Yeah.
And that's a very nice partnership because it's something about us. It's something family.
No, because what I want to do with you, Matt and Sarah, example with Golden Fiesta, it's not transactional.
It shouldn't be.
I want it to be a partnership that we could grow. Mm. You know, it's not just this year. It could lead to much more and grow more. So there, that's what booked is. So far from what my mom does, na she manages talents. Ako, I'm a booking agency. They just come to me if they need any.
But soon, will you manage talents?
There, I probably end of this year. There are some that have been asking, and I'm. Seriously considering because anyway we can take that up another.
Yeah, but who would be a star you'd like to handle? Like who would be a artista you'd like to say, I want to be the manager? Let's say, for example, what if you managed let's say you'd manage Kim Chu.
You know, we can't put a name kasi ang mahirap dyan is
okay.
What if ako mag-manage sa kanila?
Ah, okay.
You, especially if you mention people that are close to me and then end up I manage them, they might think na, I
got understand. From there. So let's bring it back. Let's say you'd manage...
Ano, Robin? Pwede. I'm close to Betsa eh. You can't mention
no, anything. No. Give an artista. Let's say...
Brad Pitt.
Local. So it's more realistic to everybody here. So you'll manage a beauty queen. Let's say you'll manage Pia Wurtzbach.
I don't think I can ever manage a beauty queen.
Why?
Imagine, baka awain lang ako eh.
So sino? Sino ang aaway sa'yo? Yung beauty queen?
For example, I manage someone like you. Because I will never manage him because Boss Vic's my ninong. So I manage someone like you. I'll make sure that in life I believe in balance and sustainability. Ayoko kasi na, like what I said, I don't want it transactional. I want sustainability, something that could drive your future and the longevity, you know, until retirement, that you'll never have a hard time with a source of income.
I know that's everybody's that's every manager's dream or every artist's dream.
Yeah.
But not every artist or every manager succeeds to do that to an artist.
Exactly.
Right? So a lot of artists, yeah, they're famous, they're stars, and what happens to them after? So how do you make that happen, bro? What's your talagang plan, your roadmap there?
I can't give my secrets because I'm still not managing talents. But I could talk to you about what I do now. But with managing talent,
hands down, who in your experience right now, in your short experience, agenting and everything, who's the best manager and easiest to work with?
I believe my mom is.
Your mom?
Yeah, because my mom is very hands-on.
Aside from your mom.
No, but Tita Pinti.
Really?
Yeah, who handles Alex and Tony. She's very quick to reply.
Okay.
Easy to deal with. You know, madaling kausap.
Okay, so who's the most difficult manager to work with?
I cannot say. My mom will kill me, but I can't say.
Who?
Probably my mom. Because I can't negotiate with her. I don't know. Wala ako for... And it's not...
Is it in a S world or in a V world?
What do you mean? Showbiz world or...
No, in a Star Magic world or in a Vivo world?
No, Viva, I would never have a hard time
really
dealing with.
Even with Miss Chai?
Chai is... ikaw, nahirapan ka ba with Chai? Ako hindi.
We have a love-hate relationship sometimes.
Kami ni Chai love-hate, but now it's more of love-love. Because
yeah.
We've...
me and my handler at the love, we have a love-hate relationship.
Yeah, exactly. So kami ni Chai kasi parang I've known Chai for as long as she's been with Viva for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Sarah, I've known her since she was 16. So,
right. But don't you think it's difficult to cut that, to make that professional relationship with that personal relationship? It might interlap.
No. Are you guys ready to talk about Mateo and Sarah's secrets, man?
Let's talk about their secrets. We don't have so much secrets.
No. We don't have secrets. It's what you call privacy.
Privacy. It's just, yeah, I guess... No, you know, our dynamics bilang friends, bro. You know, there's some friends that you're friends since you were like 10 years old up to now.
Yeah.
Maybe 20 years in friendship, 30 years in friendship. I'm 31, but 20 years, 15 years in friendship that you think they're really your... They are your solid friends, but there's also friends that you meet a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. But you guys create that bond and you guys share secrets that that you don't share secrets to anybody else except your wife and your friend.
I think
you always have all your secrets, bro. Aren't secrets to your wife.
I think it's an open book. You and I we started becoming close. I've known you for a long time, but we became close when we put up Ford Forza, remember?
Yeah, we did the Forza.
The triathlon team. Yeah.
We did that. You were part of opening that group.
That's where it started when we came up with Forza. And then wala na. It's a good thing na this, aside from your...
Wait, speaking about triathlons, bro, I remember your first ever triathlon. Your mom was going crazy, calling all of us all the way in Cebu, doing novenas for 3 nights. Because she thought you were gonna die that day.
That open water swim, she called Kuya Kim the night before. Mm. Kuya Kim, magsuswim ka rin, no? Oo. Sabi niya, bantayan mo yung anak ko sa tubig. Sabi ko, Kuya Kim, paano ko babantayanin sa dagat? Lahat kami lumalangoy, diba?
As in, Tita June, nabubuang talaga sa stress.
No, my mom is, loves me dearly because I am the love of her life.
Yeah.
So, I can't blame her. But I remember that Cebu. And I remember when Sarah would also visit nun.
Yeah.
She would be my excuse for the last 2 years of triathlon na, Matt, I won't join this year kasi babantayan ko si Sarah. Naalala mo yan?
I remember your first triathlon when you crossed that finish line. You were crying in my dad's arms.
No, what happened was, I thought it was an easy race.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, that was my full triathlon. That was Olympic distance. Remember?
Right, right.
And hindi ko pala kaya. My training wasn't enough.
Yeah, but you finished.
I finished because you and Papa Gianluca, both of you went to me on the last kilometer of that.
We ran with you the finish line.
And then
you see, I would do something like that so that deserves our friendship to be forever. Enrique would never even run 10 meters for you.
Yeah. But, yes, Enrique, but so I don't lose a thought. Hayop yun. Gianluca and Matt ran with me in the last kilometer and they were done for more than an hour already. They could have packed up and went home.
Yeah.
But they went back to me, they ran with me, and to my surprise...
Takot kami baka mamatay
ngayon. To my surprise, when I got to the finish line, and I wasn't the last, I just had a hard time, I wasn't the last. But when I got to the finish line, the whole team was there.
Yeah. So that made you cry.
And that made me cry, and then Shepherd, that was a Father's Day that my dad passed away already. So I was hugging Papa, I remember. But I remember this very clear. Sa akin yung lang gagawin. Because if you were the last, or sila Stefano, sila Claudia were the last.
Wala, nasa hotel na tayo. Wait. Pagod na pagod.
Ako yun, kasi importante ako sa buhay nyo. So you guys all waited, right?
Oo, naghintay talaga. So that was a happy moment with you.
So you're talking about friendship a while ago. That's why I was saying that we started bonding during the time of Forza. We became closer. And we started talking about life. Luckily, I'm also close to Sarah.
Mm.
And then who was then your girlfriend. So it was easier for her and for you to open up to me. Because I was both your friends.
Yeah.
That's why our friendship, itong last 3 or 4 years was like every day, video call at 5:30 a.m. Kahit na I he's in the banyo, I'm in the banyo.
Yeah, dude. Ranville is actually the first person I talk to in the morning. Yeah. 5 in the morning, nagbi-video call na namin. Yeah. So, it's interesting. And Sarah, si Ranville. Ah, okay.
No, when you guys married in, dun niya lang na-realize na every morning pala tayo.
Uh-huh.
And in the pandemic, mas lumala. Because we not only would we call each other every morning, but we would even play, PlayStation.
Yeah, we play PlayStation. Online. We played PlayStation so much. I mean, I'm not a gamer, okay? I only opened the PlayStation box that time lang. And I don't play games. It's because of you, I started playing UFC. So we started playing PlayStation at around 8 in the morning for 1 week straight.
More than a week.
More than a week straight. And then after more than a week, I called Ranville and said, bro, losers na ba tayo? Sorry, gamers.
No, kasi wala. We weren't doing anything but playing.
We were waking up and playing right away. Sabi ko, bro, are we progressing in life or are we just playing games?
Yeah, but just so people know, a match of our UFC would last.
I'm sure we're going to get so much bashers of saying that right now that losers ba tayo. But
that's
a serious thing. Because
what we meant was wala na kaming ibang ginawa.
Yeah, because we were waking up and saying, dude, I'm kicking you in the face.
Yeah.
Patayin kita. Dude, this is serious, so serious. We'd call each other and say,
and voice notes.
Ganito. Ano? Bugit ka mamaya.
Handa ka na ba? Handa ka na ba sa flying kick ko?
Sabi ko, bro, I think this is too much now. We're not being efficient in life.
A UFC match would last about 20 minutes per fight.
Mm.
And our standing namin nung huli, I think was 95 to probably 74.
Yeah, Mateo 95.
Because I would be 95 and he would go crazy because he would try to catch up. When he finally found the piece to try to beat me, wala na, ayoko na maglaro. Umahabol na siya eh.
Kaya nabuang na.
So tinigil ko na, tinapo ko na yung PS4 ko. Baka may magalit ah. Kasi may PS5 na. That's why we stopped.
Grabe. No, but it was nice because also this pandemic, bro. You know, this pandemic has taught us so much, Ranville. Like, you know, you're hooked, came in. You're booked, came in. And you're working with Shai Basakas.
Yes.
She's a good lawyer and everything. And now, you guys, you're part of a business called Ding Dong.
Yeah.
Ding Dong is... Yeah, like a carrier.
No, during this pandemic, yung unang pivot ko was the HKT alcohol. Because I feared that syempre everyone would be wearing masks, people are not going out. Saan mo pa mga gamit yung pabango? So, pwede mo pang gamitin sa bahay, pero the problem is, you won't be using as much. So, the return sa akin wouldn't be as
much.
Pre-pandemic. Right? Now, I pivoted and went to Essentials. That's why I came up with the alcohol. With Liza and Enrique.
Mm.
Now, the dingdong.ph naman namin ni
Why Dong. Liza and Enrique?
Well,
why not Mateo and Sarah? Z and Kim Chu?
Because, you know, Matt, you, me and Sarah.
Or Kim Chu, Z and...
When we call
or
each
Kim
other...
Or Kim Chu, Z and Kim Chu.
Kasi with us, bro, it's more of
a friendship. It's transactional.
No, they're also friends. But so people know who I am in your lives.
Yeah,
so, when it's Matt and Sarah kasi, it's either we talk about life, or there's a problem I need to solve, or there's something they need. You know, I love them so much that when even before they got married, I made sure that their homes would be filled already with the, you know, the stuff that they need made, be fans, ref, whatever. I made sure that was all good. And when they made
pwede nga ang private shopper eh.
Yeah. No, everything you guys needed talaga, whatever it was, may it be food or what, I made sure I was there for you guys while you guys were transitioning to a new life, diba?
Remember when we got married, you didn't know? That day, February 20.
I was there at night.
Yeah, but February 20, tumawa ka nga, bro, you're getting married? Yeah. Totoo ba ito? Gago itong ganito.
Buti lang, I was there in the reception, kundi nagtampo ako. Mm. So, that's why I went with Liz Ken first, because you guys are starting pa lang your life. Mm. And every time we'd call, it was more about me guiding you guys. Ito, mm. We were talking about business already.
Yeah.
Ang next kong produkto, kayong dalawa na business. So, but I haven't tried the latest cupcake, so I wouldn't know if it's really good.
Dude, Sarah's Cupcakes is sold out.
I wouldn't know,
so
kasi
a person can only order one cupcake over 2 weeks. So an individual can get one cupcake in a span of 2 weeks. So that's the waiting list.
Ang kinainis ko, bro, all of the baking stuff na yan, ako kumuha lahat dati. But you're forgetting. So I tried all those Spanish breads,
sige,
stuff before the cupcake, wala.
Oo.
Ano yan ang nakalagay?
Secret. Was there ever a time, bro, that you got irritated with me? Like, sabi ko, saan ba to si Mateo? Gago, you didn't answer. Honestly, no. Because I can say that you're matampuhin. You're like a little girl when you get mad. You don't talk.
Probably before when you didn't have a wife. Mas
why,
madalas.
Why?
But like for now. Kunwara,
bakit nainis ka? Because no. When Ranville gets in his, if he, I'm sure you guys have friends out there that they get mad at you in different ways. But the way Ranville makes tampo, it's like tampo. Like, he won't answer the phone.
For a week.
He won't answer them for 1 week. Yeah. And then he'll just say, oh, no, I'm so busy, bro. I'm so busy. I have so many Zoom calls.
No. But probably, yung kakatampo ko if I'm not the first. For example, the cupcakes. If Matt didn't have Sarah now, tampo na ako niyan. Because, you know, I'm always there for them in all of their first. So, pag may biglang ganyan, may insa ko. That's where I get tampo with Mateo.
Okay, I understand. So,
always remember that.
Sige. I'll take note of that. I'll take note. All right. So, bro, moving forward with your business with Hooked, how did you conceptualize this? Why alcohol? Why Enrique Liza?
Well, one thing is why alcohol? It's because it's an essential now and it's needed. And I believe in my heart that this generation, everyone that's alive right now, until their grave, kahit na wala nang pandemya, the vaccines are out, they'll all be still using alcohol because they'll be scared.
Okay.
So I wanted to create a product, which is not new naman, but it's something dear to my heart because if you smell it, I'm not promoting anything. It's close to pabango kasi mabango siya.
Right.
But at the same time, it's 70% alcohol. Why Liz Ken? It's because I already did the cologne with Enrique. Remember, you introduced me to Ken here.
Yeah.
So I became close to Hopi, well, to Liza, is because I would already book her for commercials.
Yeah, but how do you know your alcohol will do good? You have so much competition out there. You have Paul Jake. You have all these big brands of alcohol. How do you think you will be up there? Is it because of Enrique and Liza, or is it because your product's good? What is it?
First, bro, I don't look at them as a competition kasi. Mm.
That's what they all say. That's
no,
just baller.
No,
but they really are competition.
Ito talaga, I don't. Because okay. I really feel we're the smallest now.
Right.
I mean, these are millionaires and billionaires that we're going up against. So I don't think that, I believe that they're not my competition. So what we had to make sure first is that we had a great product.
Okay.
Si Liza and Enrique were on top of the manufacturing.
Okay.
So we had several tests for this. So one was, first was the feel. We wanted to make sure na yung feel niya is not sticky, hindi siya, you know, it's good in the hands.
Okay.
And next was the scent. That's why I chose Liza and Enrique, because I knew that they would give their passion, their commitment to the product. And nasagot ko ba 'tong mo?
Yeah,
that was your question, right? why Liza and Enrique?
Yeah.
Or no, the competition, sorry.
Competition.
So as long as I have a good product, and as long as I have, not endorsers, but business partners, showbiz business partners that believe in this as well, and they will always promote it, and and with our advocacies that are attached to it, then I believe that I could get a little share of these big companies. not to dominate, but just to at least get a little of their space.
So what's your vision for this HKT alcohol in I don't know, a year or two?
I want to be in every hospital.
Wow.
That's what I want to have. So I know that hospitals, kasi the difference of ethyl and isopropyl is it's not only good for the skin, but it's also good for surface. So hospitals would want the isopropyl more. So mm-hmm. I had it manufactured. So I'm just waiting for DFA.
So how is this product doing in the market, bro, compared to all?
Not bad. I can't complain.
How? Is it?
It's doing good.
Really?
Yeah.
So where are you guys selling right now?
Right now, we're in Shopee Lazada and we're in Walter Mart. And thanks to our friends in Landers, we're launching in May as well.
Dude, don't worry. I'll send the bill. Dude, I'll send the bill in 5 years. Dude, we're plugging the hell out of your product.
But I was able to answer now.
Yeah. And then moving forward to like Ding Dong, what's Ding Dong all about? And how did you partner with Ding Dong to do something like this?
Well, Dong and I have been friends for years, and just like you and I. I believe Matt's...
Who's closer?
Pareho. Eh. So
really?
Pareho.
Okay.
As in super. As in, minsan, like, nga eh. I try to think, sino mas close ko, pareho talaga kayo eh.
Okay. Wala pero kung naman. Halimbawa, oh, never mind.
I had to save someone, I had to save you or him,
yeah.
Sinking boat, I'll jump. Para dalawa na kayo masave.
No, he's a bigger guy, so it's hard to save, so save me.
So anyway.
Yeah. Okay, this one. Who would you save? Me, Ding Dong Dantes, Sid Madalazo, the director, or Mark Gorseta, the attorney here for business partners?
Ba't nasama ka dun?
Okay, so who would you save? Ding Dong. Who do you save? Sid Madarazo is like one of the best directors.
Best, yeah.
Sid Madarazo or Mark Gorseta, one of the best attorneys. Which one would you save? Sid or Mark?
I think people are listening here not for those questions. They're waiting for me to find out about you guys. Eh.
Okay, who? Sid or Mark?
I won't save any of them na lang.
Okay.
Para I have more shares in the company. Because
okay.
I can't choose. I can't choose from the two. I love them both. No?
Okay, bro. So what is your vision for the future, bro? In 5 years, where will you be and what will you be doing?
I want to be retired in 5 years.
Wow.
I really want to be retired in 5 years. I'm now 34.
So you want to
be retired? No, I'm 41.
Okay. So around 46, you're retired.
Dapat ang target ko is really at 45. So
okay. What does retirement... What do you say... When you say retired, bro, everybody like... 10 pesos is subjective. Like 110,000 is subjective, right? So money is subjective to everybody and everything. But kumbaga retirement, what does that mean to you? What would you have? What's comfortable to you? What does that mean?
I want quality of life.
Meaning?
Meaning more time for my children, more than doing the business. So that's why I keep hustling right now. So people ask me, why do you keep doing this? It's because I don't want to lose time when my kids are too old already that I can't you know I just don't want to lose time on these years that they're growing up. I know even though that they've graduated or had family, I'll still be there, but itong times that they're still with me, I want to make sure I still give them the quality time. So quality time. Of life. So
do you have plans, like example, since you're a banker, bro, yeah. Right, and investment planning, etc., what's your advice to daddies out there and like young families for parents, no? Like, how do you prepare for your children when you grow up? Is it like a college education, high school education? Is it property, real estate? Is it a house you leave behind? Is it an X amount of money you leave for them? What's something you'd like to pass on to your kids?
If I could live my life again, I would do it. Na I would invest at with the stocks at an earlier age.
Stocks,
that's
what,
yeah. Okay. One thing that I'm proud of is I've been doing a lot of insurances as well. You know, these insurances with the investment attached to it.
Okay. Sun Life's the best.
Yeah, we both have that, remember?
Yeah.
So that, and if you can do a business while being employed, because while you're employed, kasi it's very important to get a monthly salary, because this could cover your home loans because you invested with a house. Mm-hmm. This could cover
so
for
passive
yeah.
income. Oh.
Exactly. But at the same time, if you could start with any business, may it be small or you're just invested in, I would suggest that.
All right. So stocks, invest in business.
Insurance.
And I always like to ask bankers about this. Would you invest in cryptocurrency? Always asking a banker, why? They always say, no, it's not safe. Why?
Personally, I won't because... you know, I chose not to to learn about it because ako, anything that's not sold in the bank, I would not purchase because I'm a banker.
Right, but don't you think everything's like, for example, if you invest in a stock, in a year you get 10% bigger already.
Yeah, but stocks, bro, kasi still through the bank.
Yeah, but cryptocurrency, if you're lucky and you know you play your games right, you can do 100% in 3 days.
I know. I've seen the figures, but it's something as a banker, I would not take the risk. I'd rather be invested in anything that's within the bank.
Okay.
I chose not to invest in that. Remember what Warren Buffett said, do not invest in something you don't know.
Okay, I understand. All right, bro. So moving forward,
may tanong dito, may phone in question.
Ano yun?
Kailan ka rin magkakaanak?
Ayan. Sana bukas. Sana bukas.
Okay.
Sana bukas. No, seriously, dude, I would love to be a papa already, man. You know, yeah. But in God's time, I guess, you know, I gotta respect my wife's timing also. And I think everything has a time. Yeah, we just got married, and you know, it's the first time Sarah and I live together, spending time together. So I think we should appreciate that and mold that moment together and mature that moment. Alam mo yun? Okay, let's call Liz again.
Okay.
Should we call Enrique's mom so that?
No, they're not there. They're in QC right now.
You know everything, huh?
As much as I know everything about you,
you're not jealous as a friend.
Me, I'm not jealous. Naiinis lang ako pag hindi ako nauna. Si Matt as a friend, he's not jealous. Nung ano, yung engagement announcement, buti lang ako unang tinawagan and I was there. Kasi kung hindi rin ako yung nandun, patay na naman to.
But you knew in the end na.
The engagement? No.
Engagement?
Yeah, you remember that night we were at Chef Jesse's place and then sabi ko, ba't may picture kayong sakal ako wala? So sinakal nyo rin ako, right?
Ah, oo nga. But we were engaged already.
Yeah.
That was the time Sarah decided na to post it.
Yeah, I know about that.
Yeah.
Takil mo nga nakaluhod eh.
But, yeah.
One hour eh.
Tagal nga eh.
See, isang oo nga ang nakuha mo, pero takil mo naman nakaluhod.
Oo, sakit ng tuhod. I know. Bro, you've been married longer than me.
Yeah.
So what's your one advice for me to keep that relationship strong and talaga moving forward?
Nag-ata, we're online. There's so many advices to give. I think the best is to always communicate. You know, you don't hear, you should listen. You should really listen. You didn't hear out there, you should always listen to your partner, your wife. And at the end of the day, if you can, fights are normal. You know, fights mean that you still want to fix things. If you don't want to fight anymore and you're just both quiet, meaning you're both irritated with each other. So don't hate it when you guys fight. Hate it when you guys don't talk anymore because you guys are fighting. Kanta ng sinabi ko.
Dude, Liza also has
Hope Wellness here.
Hope Wellness right here. How's that doing?
Now, because of course, because of the rules of this pandemic, she can't because it's a wellness center, close contact, during this MECQ. But ECQ, that will be back up.
So it will be back up.
And she's making changes, a lot of changes there to, you know, personally help talaga with wellness, not just those massages.
I hear it's ringing. The phone's ringing.
My best to hear it from her.
You think she's gonna answer? She might be wiping the sweat off Enrique. You know, call Z and Lim instead.
Okay.
Oh, here. Enrique's calling. How are you doing, bro?
Good, brother.
Dude, hey, so
I'm same good. Color pa tayo. I wore this for the same color.
Tayo. Uniqlo, is that Uniqlo?
No. Yeah. Sa kanya, iba. Iba sa kanya, he's sponsored eh.
Yeah, bro. Is Liza answering? No, she's not answering her phone. I'll hang up.
No, she is. She's also getting ready. All right. Last minute touch up.
Let me know. I can connect her in the
just
thing.
Just got in the house, like, 5 minutes ago.
All right, let's talk to you, bro. So my show is called Matt Runs. All right, it's not about
Matt Runs.
Yeah, like conversations running. You know what I'm saying?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a podcast. We talk about life. We talk about people. And we've been talking about you lately and about our secrets together.
our secret romance.
Hey Ken, a piece of advice: do not go to his podcast. Kanina pa siya sa akin.
Bro. What?
Do not guest here.
Bro, we were talking about that we had a lot of romantic moments together, Enrique. Right? Dude, it's true, bro. Yeah. Like, brother, as in, hey, Eliza.
Hi.
Hi. And we were just talking about the great friendship Enrique and I have.
Do you want to adapt up para mas okay, brother?
Wait, how are we going about this? Just on video call?
Yeah, dude, we're in the podcast right now. I have this crazy system. I have a production house called Viva NG Productions. So we do it. This is in the podcast right now.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, hi.
Yeah. You're the second most beautiful woman in the world. The first is my wife.
Yeah. Hey, very well. Okay. Very well, brother.
Thanks, guys. So, how are you guys doing, bro?
Good, brother. We're very good.
I'm here with Ranvel now. So we're basically talking about how you guys conceptualized and started this alcohol business, which is HKT, right?
Yeah.
So Ranvel was saying you guys were super hands-on in creating the business, in marketing it and creating its creators, mm-hmm. and etc. No. So what's your vision and goal and for this brand, bro?
You know, well, to give top quality products to every household, you know, to cater to all the Filipinos and to help them, you know, equip them with everyday essentials, basically.
At an affordable price.
Yes. And basically, they get more out of what they really buy. So we want to make it really top quality products, not just alcohol, but we want to give them the best experience when using their alcohol or any product that we come up. So,
yeah, because before the alcohol, you and Ranvel did the Pabango, correct?
Yeah.
And since Liza really loves K-pop, on one of the ads, she made you look like a K-pop girl.
How do you know that Liza was part of that?
Dude, Enrique looked so girly. So I was like, this is Liza's doing right here.
But, bro, I'm a beautiful man.
You are extra beautiful, bro.
But Matt, let me tell you something about these two.
Go ahead.
Of all of my businesses, itong HKT Essentials Alcohol is the only business that I'm not hands-on. Sila dalawa was the one who's running it.
Yeah, because Liza is super hands-on, especially in business. You know, Liza's like an entrepreneur already, a businesswoman, an activist, a world changer, a save the children woman. Liza, so how's studying business and college and everything, and how's that influenced you in doing what you're doing today?
Well, I only took a business for a very short period of time, and then I switched to psychology. Mm. So, like, I didn't really study business at all. It's more of like, I just threw myself out there, like, with Hope Wellness. I didn't really study it or anything. It's more of like an experiment.
You know what,
process.
Brother? I really believe this, huh? She might not realize this, but I think everything really comes from, she really just wants to help people. I think that's where everything is really coming from. Because she wanted to create a pod first, because she went to the farm. But she just felt the wellness of it, and she really wanted to put that out.
I wanted to share it.
She wanted to share it with the world. So basically, everything boils down to just wanting to help people with the alcohol. We just, during the pandemic, we said, how can we help people right now? What can we do to help people? And this is basically it. So I think it all boils down to wants to help people.
Nice, man.
Yeah, so. Yeah,
nice. And also, you study psychology, Liza. You can now read Enrique's mind.
Yeah, I think that's the whole plot.
So is Enrique in trouble all the time?
Getting on.
That's actually a concept. Psychologists can't read minds, but we can study
Understand.
Behavior.
Right. Nice, dude. I didn't mention this to Ranvel, but you, me, and Enrique, we had a really nice time together back in the day. Few years ago, shooting back in the day. I know, 50 years ago. 50 years ago when we were younger. Back in the day. So you and the three of us, right? We had Dolce Amore together. We had Bagani together.
Dude, oh my gosh.
Right? Did you have a good time back in Dolce Amore?
And you weren't married yet.
Yeah, dude. When are you guys getting married? This is the best thing in...
Bata pa.
Huh?
Flex in the plane.
Yeah, dude.
But, yep, pero... joke lang.
Dude, but you know, like being married, bro, I'm telling you, right now is beautiful, boyfriend and girlfriend, but being married is like a different level of happiness, different level of comfort, different level of
bro,
everything.
I'm sure, brother.
Yeah.
Parang, yun na, it's everything, it's all out, everything.
No, no, Ken, you know, Matt is using this show para magpa-good shot lang kay Sarah.
Wait, no. I have a question. How are you? Baka nag-away naman
na, Joe. No, but you know, what makes people scared to get married, you know what the fear is to actually start, like to actually ask the person to get married. Alam mo yun?
Yeah.
That's the hardest part. I remember me asking telling my parents. It took me 4 days to tell my parents because it was like out here.
Wait, how did you say it, bro? Like, how did he take it muna? Did your mom cry or anything? Like, oh my gosh.
Dude, I went to the room. I went to the room.
Sure, my son.
No, I went to the room in the morning. I went to the room and I said, Pa, Ma. Mm. And I just sat there saying nothing. And I went out. And then the next day I said, Pa, Ma. I sat there. It took 4 days.
Are you scared?
Yeah, dude. And the fourth day when I said it was the best moment. My mom cried and my papa was... Anyways, it was beautiful. I can't wait for you guys to experience this, bro. But aside from that, bro, moving forward, bro, what's your plans? What other things are you guys planning to do in the future with HKT, with Ranville? And, you know, Ranville's the best business partner because he really makes things happen. You guys are looking at each other like you guys have so many plans together. So why don't you share it?
But we can't share it. That's a problem.
Just give a sneak peek to everybody out here.
Sneak peek.
Well, we have a lot of products lined up for HKT Essentials, but we're also planning other businesses as well that we cannot share.
Yeah, we haven't even mentioned to Randall yet, but maybe after this call or when we have our next HKT meeting,
yeah,
we might. Yeah.
Ano ba to?
Matt was asking a while ago regarding Hope Wellness, and I told him I can't discuss much, but I said there's a change that you're doing that would be more of wellness, and I said will surprise him, and maybe you can talk a bit about it.
Mm-hmm. So over the course of the pandemic, I realized that we all know that a lot of businesses were struggling, and one major industry is the beauty, like the salons, the spas, and everything, because that's like direct contact with people. So it was really hard for us to find a way to encourage and make people comfortable with going to the spa.
Or basically really, operate during those times.
Yes. Right. It's not really at the time, we don't see it as a necessity. But one thing I also realized is during this pandemic, a lot of people have gotten stressed, have gotten, you know, anxiety and depression because of being locked up for so long. Unknown and uncertainty.
But not only that, they also got into wellness.
Yeah,
a lot of people got into wellness.
I'm going into that. I'm trying to build my way up. So, like with all that stress, people realized that they needed to focus more on themselves, on, you know, strengthening their immune system, working out, finding what makes them happy, and just taking full well-being. And that's why, with the help of Kuya Ranville and other people that I cannot mention yet, we came up with this idea of making Hope Wellness even more of a wellness sanctuary. Because right now, yes, it is a wellness sanctuary, but it's like the bare minimum of what wellness does. It's more of like the physical aspect, but we want to dive deeper into like your soul and everything. But we also want it to be more medical in a way, so that people will have a reason to really go out and go to this spa. So yeah.
That's really nice. That's really nice what you guys are doing. And it really seems like Enrique is really encouraging, supporting, giving advice, and talagang pushing you to do what you like doing, no? What about the other way around? What does Enrique like, and how do you support Enrique in playing games in his computer?
Hey, she plays with me, bro.
Hey, Ken and I have a separate project. We have a business that we're grooming right now.
Really?
That's a secret. Yeah.
So, Liza, how do you do? Like, it's really obvious, no, that Enrique really pushes you, motivates you, puts you up all the time. I just want to ask, I'm sure you do too, but I just want to ask and, you know, let our viewers know to make them feel a little bit more inspired, and how Liza encourages Enrique to push himself to the max, kumbaga.
Well, first of all, when he has like new businesses, I really appreciate that he like tells me about it and he asks me, is this a good idea? What do you think I should do? And then I give my thoughts and my ideas. And I like that he's very welcome to suggestions. So like with this new business that he and Randall are working on, like I was giving him like feedback on this certain product and like what I think he should do with it.
Yeah, and I used her pamangkin to you to test the product. So your tito pala.
Really?
Yeah, and it really worked. So,
when is this coming out? When can we see this? When can we feel this?
We're planning to launch this third quarter of this year.
All right. But, that's exciting.
But Ken is the one.
Talk clearer to the mic.
Ken is the one testing the products.
Really?
We plan to bring it out third quarter of this year. Opie helps him a lot in, with their ideas as well.
Nice. Dude, guys, during the pandemic, you guys have been locked in your house. I think you guys were the ones. You were shooting a soap before the pandemic started, correct?
Yeah.
And I think it was you guys, you talked to production, the guys, we have to stop this. Am I correct?
Kind of.
In a way, I mean.
It was like a mutual decision because they wanted us to start taping right away. And at that time, we were ready to start taping just because we were so scared. It was at the height of the pandemic last year. Until like ABS-CBN and the production came to a decision to just not continue on with it because a lot of our cast would have had to been removed also because we have minors in our cast and we also have senior citizens, people that are a lot older.
That's cool, Liza. I know you guys are speaking out, you know what I'm saying? You guys are being responsible artists, not just on the set, but for everybody. Kumbaga. So like during this pandemic, during this whole pandemic, you guys have been together a lot. You guys have been spending time a lot with your families, with each other. What are the things, what are the silver linings, what are the things you've learned about each other and about life and about family?
I would say it's important to take things slow and to be present. Present in the present, like in the now. Because before when I was working, I was always thinking about the future. I just wanted to work and work and work to make money so that I could prepare for the future. But I realized during this pandemic that I was never, there. I was never present. Because I was always at work. I was always thinking of the next project that I needed to do to work on and how much money I would need to do that project. So being able to like just have time to sit down with my family and, actually have a meal with them. Because before the pandemic, we would always have a meal together, but usually at a restaurant to celebrate like occasion or something. I never really had meals at home.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was one thing that...
going back to the basics, we started cooking, cleaning the house, the room, stuff that normally we wouldn't have time for.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to do it, kasi nandito lang kami sa bahay, it's just really cool. Parang whoa, diba?
So you and Liza, you've spent more time together, kumbaga?
Yeah.
Are you guys neighbors?
Yeah.
No. He lives near you, all the way here in the north.
So how do you, during the pandemic, how do you guys... You guys have separate houses beside each other or like?
No, we take turns sleeping over at each other's houses. But I stay with his sister at, just to make it clear.
No, I know. I never said anything. I know you sleep with Enrique's mom. Enrique sleeps with Tita Johnny.
No. In Hopi's house, I have a room there. That's what Enrique uses when he's there.
Okay.
And then when they're in Enrique's place, see, Hopi sleeps with Andy, the sister of Ken.
Okay. Responsible.
They are, yeah.
Responsible.
Hey, brother. I learned from the best.
Yeah, but we learned from Ranville, right? Dude, do you miss our Italy days, bro? Shooting together, spending time together?
Everything. I miss the cappuccino, everything, man. Espresso shots at you. Oh my gosh.
You would force us to.
I love espresso shots. I love everything.
I have to say something. There's one thing I'll never forget my whole entire life. It just happened to be with you, right? But it could have been with Enrique, with Rambo, with anybody. But it was with you. And I don't think anybody could have done it or can do it in the future or in the past that would drive. Remember in Rome when we were driving around that rotunda? Dude, I don't think anybody. I think only maybe Hollywood actors experienced something like that, bro. Dude, we were driving around like we owned the place, dude. We were driving around. You and I, you were in a wedding gown. Remember, you're in a wedding gown, and Enrique, I was in a suit, and then we were driving around shooting. So it was just the memory that I'll never forget. So I have a question with your relationship. How long have you guys known each other? Years, na no?
8 years.
Yeah, eight years. So let's say 8 years. Let's say back in Dolce Amore, when was that? 4 years ago? 3 years ago?
I think it was 2016.
Okay, so 2016 to now, right? I remember you guys would have those mini fights on stage. Remember those fights in the lounge? Remember when you just suddenly stood up and like whacked Enrique in the face?
Sorry about that.
No, but I mean, do you remember when in the airport when you didn't want to show your cell phone? I mean, this is kid stuff. Remember, these are things that we went through, and today we can talk about, right? Right.
Yeah,
I remember.
Because Mateo was talking about something and it was making me suspicious about something that I shouldn't have been suspicious about, because you always like to joke me like that.
Yeah.
So I thought there was something suspicious about, but there really wasn't.
Yeah, there really wasn't. Anyways, I just have to say, you guys are, Enrique is a really good actor also, and early, you know.
Wow!
No, joking. Huh?
You love me that much, huh?
Yeah, I love you, bro. I'm just joking. You know, my Cebuano brother, bro. Bro, I gotta say something else. What, Enrique, what do you feel about Liza's quote-unquote, I don't want to use the word, but I'm gonna use it, very activist kind of thing these days, being vocal, talking about saving the children, talking about women's rights, talking about this and that. How, bilang boyfriend ni Liza, how do you feel about that?
Well, sometimes, of course, it's a little bit scary, but, you know, I mean, my woman's brave, bro. A girl anymore, she a woman, you know, when you get that level.
Right.
Yeah.
So that means she's ready for marriage. She's ready for the next step, bro. It's just up to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you support her, bro.
Of course, everything. Of course, I give her advice, you know, to slow down and, you know, maybe
choose your fights.
Yeah. And you know, internet is not the place to be messing around sometimes, because you know, sometimes it gets a little bit stupid.
Yeah. Not just a little bit,
but you know, that's the only way to get to all those people also. So yeah, I mean, everybody, we just want to change the world, make it a better place, but I don't know. Yeah, but hopefully.
But to
there's
answer
always
you,
hope, bro.
To answer you, Matt,
there's always hope.
There's always hope. Yeah, Matt, see, Hopi, Ken, and I believe in the, you know, as long as you know that what you're doing is the right thing,
right,
there's nothing to be scared about.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And Liza, for you naman, what is your end goal? Like, what is your goal? What is your vision? And doing all what you're doing, what's your goal?
Honestly, I have a lot of big dreams that don't really seem like, you know, I don't really see them happening, but for some reason, I still like want to work on them little by little, like just by speaking up for women's rights or children's rights, or about certain things that I don't agree with. I think it's always great to start a conversation just so that you can see different sides or different opinions that people have. And from there, you work on it. Like you need to see what the people need. Sorry, this might become very political, but I have dreams of like making the Philippines a better place. Of course, I mean, I'm just an actress and I'm just an influencer, but I'm hoping that by using my voice and my influence, I can influence people to, you know, be better people as well, make a change, start talking. Don't let people just, you know, step all over you and not, you know, think of the bigger picture.
I really like what you said. No, I like what you said, but you're not just an actress, you're not just an influencer. And I mean, you're an actress because you're who you are because of the hard work you've put in, the years you've put in, etc. So it's not just like you're an artista or you just get famous overnight. No, you've built your name and you have a big influence that can influence a lot of people and create and change different minds. But also bilang artista, bilang us, like Enrique Branville, we also have to be well informed. We always have to have the 360 information, but it can't be one sided all the time, right? So it's interesting, and I really like what you're doing now. Really speaking up, encouraging women to speak up, because I think that's something in our country now. Because you know, women are always ah, babae lang ako, I can't do that. No, that's not true. You know, women are strong. Mm-hmm. Like my wife, Sarah, my gosh, if people just know how, and people know this, but if more people would know, and that Sarah's so strong. Sarah's stronger than me. Sarah's stronger than a lot of people I know. You know what I'm saying? She's gone through a lot. So it's amazing. And I think because of people like you, you give courage to other people. You give courage to other women to really speak up responsibly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Responsibly. That's very important. No? By the way, Liza, we wanted to, speaking of this women empowerment and everything, I told Ranva, but I think he was scared to ask you because it was mainit back in the day. We want to invite you to come to the Philippine Army and meet the women there for women empowerment activities and stuff.
That sounds cool. When I was younger, I wanted to be part of the Army, the military too, because my grandpa was in the Navy.
Yeah.
So that was something that I really do until I realized that I don't like war.
Right, it's not about it's not about war, right? The Army does a lot of things aside from war. That's why I'll invite you. We'll go one time and you'll see what happens. I have a lot of female classmates when I was in the Army last year that talagang destroyed me. Talagang I was like, wow, how do you do this? Talagang the level of dedication, their strength, and everything is just in a different level. So talagang one day, yo Ranville, anything?
No, I'm good. I'm zooming with them later, so nothing to talk about now with them.
So, Liza, what are your future goals for you, Mona Liza? I'll ask Enrique next. What are your future goals in showbiz? What do you want to do? What do you want to do in the future?
In showbiz?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I honestly don't know. I still want to continue working in showbiz. But, I don't have specific goals that I want to reach. I just want to do awesome projects that will bring out the passion and the fire in me to act. Right. Of course, I want to try doing different genres because since 2013, I've been doing rom-com and drama. Mm-hmm. I want to try to explore doing other genres.
Right.
And hopefully, work with new people.
Right. I mean, Ranville can be your next leading man.
I don't know, but I
remember the day your hand got whacked by that sword. Remember, I was there too. I remember that day that your hand got whacked by the sword, and you were preparing also for Darna then. And I just want to bring it back when they said, Liza, you were not gonna. I don't know who said what, right? If they said or you said, Liza, you're not doing Darna anymore. What did you feel? Is it meant to be? That it was passed on to somebody else? Maybe it's something else. It's maybe another door is opening for you.
It was actually me who came to the decision.
I really thought so too. I thought so too. I really said. I think this is Liza saying. This is Liza speaking up and saying what she wants to do.
Yeah. Honestly, ABS was very supportive. Like when my finger broke, they immediately looked for a doctor to take care of it.
Really?
They
now?
Brought me to a. Huh.
I said, what? Enrique, what?
Sa pagbabalik ng doctor love.
sabi ko, ABS was really supportive. Sabi ko, really now? All right. Anyways, moving forward. And then?
They took me to America to get it fixed and everything. But then realizing that I would never be able to bend it again. And also, honestly, I didn't really see me being a superhero anymore just because something in me felt like I wasn't capable of doing stunts because I broke my finger. Something kind of made me feel insecure about doing stunts and doing action because of that incident. And I was really struggling because even when my finger was broken, I was still training for Darna.
Yeah,
and I kind of
healing time for that kasi brother is matagal talaga.
So the end question here, the end question, the conclusion, closing everything. Can Liza bend her finger?
No.
Until now?
Yeah, it's just like that.
Oh, Enrique. Enrique, she can't bend her finger.
I know. My brother, she's strong, bro.
What about you, Enrique? What's your plans and what's your goals and what are your dreams for show business and in your future?
Brother, ako simple lang. I just want to continue inspiring people. If I still do, then I'll still continue inspiring people, trying out to make more movies for them, make them happy. Right. And as long as my business, with the same thing with my business, I want to just help people.
Right.
The bottom line, if you're doing good, then that's still something good. So, yeah. Yun.
If you order, if you put this in order, bro, what's most important? Family, show business, business outside show business, or your boyfriend or girlfriend?
Brother, family will always be my girlfriend. Everything, this is my family. So family.
Family first. Liza next.
Family first.
Liza's family. Liza's family.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
And then, of course, show business and business.
Okay.
But eventually, where I get, it'll be business.
And then Ranvel. And then Ranvel.
Oh, I'm part of family.
All right, all right. Yo, Liza, Enrique, thanks very much, guys. I hope one day we can come. You can come down to the gym. Huh?
Grabe yung pag-comment mo and very formal.
That's right. You like my microphone?
Hello.
No, but seriously, guys, when everything's normal and you guys go out, I hope I can invite you here in the Johnny. Let's have a meal together and let's do this again.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Hey, I love the artichoke pizza. Very good.
Hey, hope you can. Queer Anvil here. I'm listening in. I'm very proud of both your answers. Good job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Kahit na last minute lang tayo in-invite ni Matt na tika na podcast na we didn't know what was gonna happen pero ito we're here.
Yeah, you know I invented HKT with Ranville, right? Did you tell you that?
Yes, he told us about that.
Alright, so I'm getting my dividend soon. Alright, guys thank bro, thank you very much, man. Enrique, Liza, thanks,
man.
Guys, take care. Hi to your parents, bro.
Hey, love you guys. Talk to you later.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Take care, guys. Bye.
Ciao.
Brother, thank you very much, man. I had a great time talking to you. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, 5 in the morning.
Yeah. I'm very happy to see you, bro. Just disappointed wala yung cupcake ni Sarah.
No, okay.
But man, I love you. I love both of you. I love your family. And keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job, man.
No, but also I'd like to say thank you very much for being there for Sarah and I.
Yeah.
Especially for Sarah. It's incredible and it's amazing to see how Sarah has grown to be such a strong, independent woman. Even though I'm there always beside her, bro, I can say she's an independent woman and this is the happiest, strongest she's ever been and I'm so proud of her, bro.
She's really bloomed. Bloom.
Yeah, dude. I feel like she can kick my ass tomorrow.
Yeah, stronger than you.
No, but like, dude, like working out, like it was me before saying, love, let's work out. Dude, it's me working out and she secretly works out. She works out more than me.
Matt, don't even talk about that. Remember when we last ran? I've done 5 marathons already. And then while running, I'm behind her.
Yeah, dude. Sarah runs fast. And you know, I hate people shouldn't underestimate women or people in general because there's so many things people don't know about an individual. Everything people sees about somebody is just perception. It's just the front.
Yeah.
Again, you know, like the old saying goes, don't judge a book by its cover because there's so much in there.
Yeah. About. You know what they said, no? Tell me who your friends are. They flock together. They flock together.
Yeah. All right, bro.
You call me at 5 a.m.?
Yeah, I call you at 5 a.m. See you at 5.
Beach
I wish
this
you
weekend,
huh? Yeah.
All right, bro. I love you.
Love you too, man. And thank you very much for being a friend. And
I'll call him.
Yeah, dude. I'll call this. Okay. Thanks for the segment. You sponsored this whole episode. Yeah. Thanks. Guys, thank you very much. This has been Matt Runs with Ranvel Rufino talking about friendship and good times together and sometimes bad. Thanks very much and see you guys next episode.
Never bad. Love you. Bye-bye.